Live Updates, America Votes, 2018. By Breitbart News on November 6, 2018. Americans are headed to the polls on Tuesday's national midterm elections to decide who will control Congress for the next 2 years and to elect senators and governors in various states. Follow Breitbart News for live updates throughout the day and night. All times Eastern. Top stories. Some long lines and waits for voters due to malfunctioning voting machines. Worst reports are coming out of Atlanta and New York City. Higher than expected turnout in most battleground states. Some reporting broken records, presidential level of ballots cast. 6:32 p.m., results are starting to come in from states whose polls closed at 6 p.m. Follow Breitbart News updates on election results in real time here. 6:28 p.m. 6:10 p.m., several Houston area precincts have been given an extra hour of voting, important turnout areas for Beto. 6:08 p.m. 6:04 p.m. 6:02 p.m., CNN exit poll. 5:34 p.m., Cook County, home to Chicago. Close to 50% turnout with hours to go. 5:32 p.m., exit poll from ABC shows. Nationally, a good picture for the Democrats. 5:25 p.m., AP's new alternative to exit polling, with over 113,000 respondents, says, a majority of voters overall say the country is headed in the wrong direction. Still, about two-thirds say economic conditions are good. 5:17 p.m., Florida update, GOP's estimated lead gets closer to the 200,000 lead target mentioned earlier. 4:45 p.m., Virginia. 4:33 p.m., blistering hot take from Reuters disguised as analysis. 4:32 p.m., Texas. 4:15 p.m. 4:05 p.m., Claire McCaskill defends her vote against Justice Brett Kavanaugh outside her polling station in Missouri. 4:02 p.m., Tennessee. 4:01 p.m., Ohio. 3:54 p.m., turnout is high in battleground states Virginia and Florida. 3:02 p.m., early hedging from lefty pundits. Any potential loss, including Senate seats, is because of gerrymandering. 2:52 p.m., Arizona turnout on pace to match the 2016 presidential election? 2:24 p.m., 51% turnout in one Virginia precinct. 2:01 p.m., Republicans led early voting in Kansas with 50% of all ballots cast. 1:36 p.m. 12:48 p.m., poll workers in Georgia forgot to plug in a machine. 12:44 p.m., statement from Fox News admonished Sean Hannity, though not by name, for participating in Monday evening's Trump rally. Fox News does not condone any talent participating in campaign events. We have an extraordinary team of journalists helming our coverage tonight and we are extremely proud of their work. This was an unfortunate distraction and has been addressed. 12:42 p.m. 12:25 p.m., voters lined up in Maine. 12:15 p.m., scene from Virginia. 12:14 p.m., what could go wrong? 12:06 p.m., Arizona had quite the hiccup this morning as a polling location was foreclosed overnight. 11:47 a.m., The Washington Post reports on a Texas woman who voted early, last week, for the very first time and passed away Monday. Buried in the second-to-last paragraph, she wanted to drain the swamp. She voted straight-ticket Republican. 11:43 a.m., Duck Dynasty's Phil Robertson reads from the Book of 2 Timothy in an Election Day video posted to Facebook. Cites the Kavanaugh hearings circus, the crowd booing God at the DNC, then urges his fans to vote against Democrats. 11:32 a.m., Florida's gubernatorial candidates, Andrew Gillum and Ron DeSantis, cast their votes. 11:30 a.m., allegations of machines switching votes in South Carolina. Election official blames calibration issues. 11:29 a.m. 11:28 a.m., humidity causes issues with ballot machines in Wake. Other NC counties, according to election officials. 11:26 a.m., Georgia voting trouble. Technical issues create long lines at Gwinnett precincts. 11:16 a.m., Zeis reports that a polling station in Detroit turned away people this morning because the election volunteers could not set up any voting machines. They were in a locked room far away from the polling station inside Martin Luther King Jr. High School.